Hey guys, Dustin Fox here with starting wide receiver from the Cleveland Browns, Terrell Pryor. Terrell, when I say starting wide receiver, you were a quarterback your entire life. At what point in time did you make that decision?
I think the decision really came down to, just being and understanding and seeing the ways I was getting cut. You know, it was like, I was better than the backup, so I was better than the guys that they had on the field, you know, and that was behind the starters. You know, I was better than those guys, and I was like, you know what? Happened three times, you know, in the same year, you know, maybe this isn't the right direction, because I just always knew from working out with Randy Moss and all those, you know, there's a lot of great starting receivers, big guys that, you know, been on other teams, and Randy would always, he always told me, he said, man, like, you're gonna be better than them. He's like, just keep working hard. He's like, you do some things that, you know, in terms of getting out of breaks better than some of these guys, and that's what really gave me, you know, a real promise, you know, and a strong feeling that, you know, maybe I can do this.
How much has the coaching staff specifically helped you?
I believe they helped me a lot, you know, in terms of the things that we're installing, you know, the whole game plan, our whole playbook, you know, and understanding how to run the routes and how to set guys up and how to really put fear in, on defenders. So I definitely, hats off to those guys. I mean, especially for believing in me and giving me a chance and letting me lead the group, you know. And you know, they talk a lot about me being a leader, and not only in the receiver room, but in the room, in the whole locker room.
Terrell, I obviously know that you have a great rapport with Robert Griffin III, and you guys throughout camp have really connected. He's now injured. In comes Josh McCown. How much does that affect you specifically?
You know, just I was excited with Robert. I'm very excited with Josh as well, because, you know, Josh is very experienced, you know. And to see, you know, I saw some people saying, you know, Josh McCown, like, Josh is a baller. I mean, watch him play in Chicago. The guy has fire in him of a champion, and I love it.
Yeah. He's more athletic than people think, too.
Very athletic.
All right, we want to get to know you a little bit better. Tell us what you do outside of football. What's Terrell Pryor doing on his off day?
I'm in here. Everyone asks me, they ask me if I live here, you know. They say, do you live here? You know, you're here all the time.
Got a bed in the back?
Yeah, as soon as we got back from Philly, I was in here for about 2.5 hours. So that's during this time, that's what's important to me is winning. And so I kind of, you know, on top of being a father, it's all about ball right now.
I heard you play the violin and maybe the piano. Is that true?
I try to play the violin. I play the piano. Okay. And there's nothing like the sound of it. You know, I love the sound of that. I mean, especially when I'm studying and stuff like that, just kicking back. You know, if I just want a peace of mind, it's just beautiful music.
Self-taught or you take lessons?
No, lessons.
Okay. And,
you know, I'm pretty boring. I'm a homebody, you know, so I don't really do that much.
All right, so Ravens on Sunday, what's it going to take?
I think it's just going to be heart, you know, heart being very specific to detail. And we just got to play harder in them. You know, every play got to be played. We got to play harder. I got to play harder than Jimmy Smith and 24, Sharice. And the line got to play better than the down guys, you know. Running backs got to run hard. You know, quarterback has to, obviously, we got to take care of the ball. And it's time to go. We got to get this.
Terrell, appreciate the time, man. It's been fun watching you.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
You got it, man.